Well, Pakistan has reiterated its call for an end to the U.S. drone strikes in the country's tribal areas. Pakistan's ambassador to the U.N. says the use of armed drones is a violation of Pakistan's sovereignty as well as international humanitarian law. Masood Khan made the remarks during a debate on the protection of children's rights. Khan took note of a U.N. report stating that child casualties had multiplied over the past decade. The Pakistani ambassador also recalled Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif's call in the U.N. General Assembly for the cessation of drone strikes. During his recent trip to Washington, Sharif warned that the attacks could undermine ties between the two countries. Meanwhile, Brazil, China and Venezuela have also criticized the U.S. drone policy. But Washington has once again defended its campaign of UAV airstrikes, which targets several Muslim countries. Let's go to Virginia and talk to Lajos Chazdi, a political commentator. Welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Chazdi, just how much leverage does Pakistan have to complain of the U.S. at the United Nations? And so what is there that the U.N. can do in return?
Well, it is important that the words of Nawaz Sharif, the Prime Minister of Pakistan, that they want a stop to the use of unmanned aircraft systems or plainly drones armed with bombs and missiles to stop for the CIA to stop conducting those airstrikes inside Pakistan. It is important that his government has the will to firmly demand the United States in a friendly fashion, because after all, Pakistan and the U.S. are allies, but nonetheless, firmly, for the U.S. to stop doing it. There is something that has to be said on the attitudes of the Pakistani government before the current government of Pakistan. During the presidency of Asif Ali Zardari, they apparently allowed these airstrikes by drones, by CIA drones, to take place. Some leaked documents in the Washington Post yesterday show that for since 2007 or 2008 till 2011, the United States was from time to time sharing information on drone strikes inside Pakistan with the Pakistani government and briefing them of about those airstrikes. That doesn't mean that all the time there were good relations between Islamabad and Washington regarding on the issue of insurgents and members of the Pakistani Taliban inside Pakistan. But nonetheless, apparently there was a close cooperation that was kept secret. If the current government of Nawaz Sharif really wants the change, well, they have to very much demand, again, due to their diplomatic relations, in a friendly fashion but firmly, for the U.S. to stop doing it. And if it doesn't happen, well, Pakistan has tools to do it. After all, these planes are unmanned. They don't have a human pilot. They can always try to shoot them down if Washington persists, the CIA, under the orders being ordered by the President Barack Obama to do so, to continue these strikes. Well, the government of Pakistan should then order its armed forces to take matters. And about the United Nations, well, the United Nations, it would not be possible, really, to regulate the use of unmanned aircraft systems, of drones, because they are part of the arsenals of many countries, and they are ongoing military development programs to develop drones for the use of war, and also for other uses, security, policing, control of the borders, control of fishing activities to prevent illegal activities, to do firefighting, even for weather reports. It will be hard to do so, impossible, I would say. But there should be a control, some measures to control how they are used. Like, for instance, Washington in Pakistan was using them in what is called some sort of strikes, airstrikes conducted by drones, but that they were called signature strikes. They didn't have the evidence that they were terrorists there or guerrillas. But because of the so-called suspicious movement of the suspect, because to the analysts who were looking through the cameras via satellite, the cameras that the drones had, and they were beaming back the images to the United States, they looked suspicious, then they ordered the airstrikes, and they killed people. Well, of course, the CIA say they were all guerrillas, they were all combatants, but it appears that many of them were innocent civilians. I wouldn't trust very much the quality and the good judgment of some of those analysts in Washington. There have been good examples of their incompetence. So in any case, there's always the attitude of being trigger happy. They want to use the drone. They don't have a specific target. They want to kill somebody. Like that video that Bradley Manning shows through WikiLeaks of the 2007 helicopter attack, U.S. Army helicopter attack in Baghdad that killed the Reuters photographer plus other 10 people. So those things will be hard to control, except if the cases, if the current government of Pakistan, for instance, would take the matter to the International War Crimes Tribunal for war crimes committed against civilians. But then again, they'll have a weak case. If it can be proven, and there appears to be evidence, that the previous government of Pakistan colluded with the government in Washington, with the CIA, to conduct those airstrikes, in that sense that they approved them, and indeed they even had an airbase inside Pakistan for those CIA unmanned aircraft systems.
All right, Mr. Shazdi.
So it's quite a complicated issue, but I would say that it's not just the U.S. guilty of those actions.
I'm sorry, we're short of time on the program. We're short on time here on the program. Many thanks to you, Lawyer Shazdi from Virginia. Thanks for your time there, sir.